Welcome to the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Look to the past as we head for the future to reclaim the digital world. Faith in ourselves and trust in each other. We live by the lessons we've learned.
Oh, what is up? Oh, God, sorry, everybody. I'm sick. What is up, all you destined?
Yeah, we're back. But here we are.
Oh, God, we are back. Brand new season, brand new world, brand new crew.
It's all completely new to me.
Yep, I guess you could say we're in a new frontier.
What? Fuck yeah.
All right. So, like normal, we're doing our normal two episode per episode.
Yep.
So, we're going to start with episode one, All Aboard.
That was the...
What?
What was the Japanese title?
I don't know. The version I had just said All Aboard.
God damn it. From Wikipedia?
No. I'm not on Wikipedia. I'm on my phone.
Buddy.
You're the fucking facts guy.
I was for Tamers because I knew it. Now I got to go get my secondary phone so I can look it up for our fans because this is what we do here.
Yeah. This is what we do in the TJU.
God, this is going to suck, dude. I'm also coughing and I don't have a mute function anymore because we're on the fucking app because your internet sucks.
I know. It's the area. It's not even my internet.
Yeah, it's
the whole area.
Yeah, it's where you
No, buddy, it's the whole thing. And then your buddy's Siggy Poo, so it's like, fuck. I already feel like shit.
Yep.
So I'll start off with this one little fact. The main character's name is Takuya.
Yes, it is.
Fuck yeah. And his destiny is calling. That's what his phone said to him.
I was getting flashbacks of like in the beginning when he was running along the street. I was like, I remember watching this premiere. Like, it's all coming back to me.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I didn't watch much of it. Like if I watched anything, I watched like the first couple episodes and just kind of like, it's not for me.
Oh, buddy, but it was so good.
All right, here we go. So yeah, like we said. Called All Aboard. The Japanese title was The Legendary Warrior, Agunimon of Fire.
Densetsu. Okay.
Hono no Agnimon. Aired April. Fuck yeah, it's back, everybody. Aired April 2002 in Japan. Aired September 9th, 2002 in the US of A.
No, shit. It's weird. We're not in like the early 2000s anymore. Now we're like 2002.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Yeah, and this is, like I said, this is where I was off the train. I never got off the Digimon train as far as what I knew. Like, I still played the games that came out. I still rewatched the first three seasons, like, as many times as I would, if they would be on TV or when I got the DVDs from, like, the, you know, the dark web or wherever the fuck they're selling bootleg DVDs.
Man, I wonder why this season just didn't connect with you.
It's because they don't have Digimon.
Yeah, but they have Digimon Friends.
The two, yeah, it's, you know what it is? It's the two that were there, they don't even look like Digimon, and they weren't Digimon that I recognized before from, be it the games or the cards or whatever. Like,
that's true.
Right away, the first one that they fought in this one, whose name I don't know, like that black dog one or whatever.
Like, yeah.
I've never seen that one before either, so a bunch of these are new.
Well, yeah, but they have to change and evolve with time.
I guess. They're not even in, at least so far, there's not many that are in the Cyber Sleuth games. I know they have the ones that the kids digivolve into, But I don't. Yeah. In my playthrough right now, I don't have them because I have to find the spirit, which I don't. Ah. I don't know even how to do.
Oh shit!
I found a digi egg. I found one digi egg for.
Oh fuck yeah!
Kindermon. Aside from that, I don't have the golden one yet.
Huh?
Yeah, they're in there somewhere.
So, he gets like a text message or whatever saying that he needs to go to the train station and catch, I think, the 5:45 train. So he's hauling ass. He almost gets hit by a truck. He makes it there, and he's like, "Oh no! I knew I should have asked for more allowance money." And then he slams his head against it, and then bing, ticket pops out. And I was like, "Oh fuck yeah!"
That's what happens. You go to the parking garage, you push the button, and get a ticket.
Yeah, and then he jumped onto the train. He made it, and then all of a sudden, all the kids' phones are like going off.
Yeah,
and then he got a new message saying that he needs to take this other connecting thing at like 6 o'clock. So he looks at the time, and then the time flashed 17:45, and I popped off because I said, "Fuck yeah, I don't know what time that is." And then he ends up following some kids, and they end up going down in the elevator, but then it takes them like way down, 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 and then they pop out, and there's like a fucking shitload of different trains for them to like be able to hop on. And I think we know now they're all the main characters. She's like the brown train. And then what do you call it? He barely hopped on Takuya barely hopped onto the brown train. And then we see the other guy who I'm going to call Tim because he has like long black hair like you. He was on a blue train. And then oh god, everybody's dying. And then, he hopped on there, and I think their phones went off, and he's like, "Oh, you all follow the message too? You know, what made you guys pick this one?" And then I popped off because I said, "Fuck yeah, JP's lazy like me." It was the closest train in the elevator.
This is where I texted you. That guy's a dick.
Yeah, he is kind of a dick. I was like, "Oh fuck, I didn't know he was like this." He's the oldest one of the bunch, so I guess it kind of makes sense. He has more of that teenage angst.
It's weird that we have two assholes in the group.
And then I pop off. I said, "Oh fuck yeah, Digivice," which I guess it's technically called a detractor, or what's it called?
Is it the detector or like
something like that? Detractor or detector, something like that. Where that's how they use it to find like the spirits. You know, we find out later on.
Right. This is where I was popping off at the fucking train because it's like it's blowing the horn, but it's just a guy going.
That's my next note. I said also train yelling choo choo.
Damn it!
Oh, that was so good. It took me a second to realize that because he was just like choo choo. I was like, oh god damn, it's just a dude.
Fuck yeah! Guy got called to work to say choo choo.
Yeah, exactly. And then I put Snapchat ghosts because those little ghosts look like the Snapchat logo.
Oh, they kind of do, huh? They're supposed to be.
Now, I don't know if those are trying to be like
Diginomes?
Yeah, those Digighosts from season 3. I don't know if they're trying to be the same thing.
I think it's just Poyomon, just a lot of them.
Oh, they fly. It's so weird they fly. They just fly in jellyfish. Oh.
When I heard them first, I was like, "Oh, they have Diginomes here too," and then I saw them. It looks like Poyomon, but it could have been either one. I'm not sure.
And then I popped off again because they were like, the train stopped and the doors opened, but they're all just kind of looking out because there was like other Digimon there and they were just looking. And then all of a sudden, a gust of air throws all the kids out. And he was like, "First step's a doozy," and I was like, "Oh fuck yeah." Like hell in New York out of nowhere.
God damn it. They always do that.
And then, I mean, nothing really happened.
I had a moment before where the train kicks you out and just like leaves. Fun fact about your boy's life growing up. I was, I'm not sure how old, maybe 13 or something like that. A friend of me got on a bus here in the same town that I live in now. And we went to like this, it was it was almost like it was like a restaurant or something, kind of towards where I used to live, sort of over there, you know, the apartments.
Okay.
I'd never been there before, but my friend knew it, and I guess we knew how to get there with the bus. So we go in because they had like an arcade in there. We were just playing out, and then we had some pizza or whatever, and then we got back on the bus to go home. Only we started to realize, like, well, it was like nighttime at this point, and then when we noticed something was amiss when the bus got on the freeway. We're like, huh, that's weird. why is the bus? I thought you knew where this goes. It's like, oh, it's probably just making a run and it'll go back. Like, oh, okay, sure. And so we go down to, you know, I don't remember what street it was, but somewhere downtown. We get downtown, the bus stop.
And oh, the bus God.
Goes, final stop. And we're like, what? So,
Jesus Christ.
We go to the driver, like, dude, I have no idea where I'm at. And he's like, sorry, get out. It's like, oh, right. Can I help me call or whatever? Cool. Nice, dude. Hope you get ass cancer. So we're off the bus, and then we're just stuck there. We're like, okay, well, this sucks. And we just kind of were just walking for a while, and then we find ourselves at the downtown plaza.
Oh, goddamn!
Yeah, we find ourselves there. It's like, okay, cool. And then so there's a payphone, and I guess we had some change. We call my mom. It's like, hey, Ma, can you come pick me up? And it's like, where are you? He's like, downtown plaza. And she's like, what? How did I get there? It's like, you better figure it out.
God damn it.
Yep, that was story to get abandoned by public transportation.
Well, it's your guys' fault. You guys got on the wrong bus. They don't take you anywhere you need to go. You have to follow a certain route.
He knew what he was doing, and he picked the right bus to get us there. So it's like, okay, well, I guess he does this all the time. So, God damn it, I don't talk to him anymore now.
All right. And then it shows that dog one that you don't have the name of. Yep. Starts animal blasts and everything. That little Tommy fuck was annoying at first. Oh, he's okay. Like, I don't know, pick on me. Probably because you have a big ass hat. So he's throwing a fit. He's crying. He runs out onto the track, and then that's when that dog attacks and the Emerald Blast and like disintegrates all this shit. Oh, and then
Sir Berumon.
Okay. And then they end up finding the spirit because he wants to destroy the spirit. And so I was like, I immediately got a flashback to like, oh, it's the fucking, you know, they have to destroy like the spirits, kind of like how they had to destroy the 12, whatchamacallit, remember?
Devas?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, God damn it. So like they're on a mission to like destroy like the spirits. So then they find the spirit of flame and the dog attacks, but what's Takuya grabs it, the dog, and he goes in there with it and it hurts him. So he jumps out. And he's like, oh, that hurts. And then, he is just fine, totally fine. And then,
fire like, indeed hot.
Yeah. And then he like looks at it and like has like a moment with it where they like step into each other. And then he yells something.
He yells, spirit!
Yeah. And then it ended up floating his deep whatever. And it floated him and he like sucked in the spirit. And then we fucking got hit with the fucking execute! Spirit evolution. I was like, oh fuck.
So I think another thing that turned me off on this season is I don't like the music at all when they're digivolving. It's
because it's like it's low. It sounds dumb.
Yeah, it's like American or something like tribal sort of, but it's really low. Yeah. It's not like the old ones where it was pumping you up.
I don't have a problem with it. I like it. And then I popped off because I wrote down JP got jealous like I would because she said something and he just kind of looked at her like, oh.
You mean Zoe?
Yeah, Zoe said something. And then JP looked at her kind of like, oh. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. He's like jealous because she was like popping off at Takuya.
I think I had that thought too. Like, oh, it sounds like my buddy.
Yeah. And then later on after he won, she was like, oh, that was amazing. And he just kind of like had this defeated, like, ugh. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, that's so me.
That's exactly you. Well, I mean, that is you on the on our new thumbnail for the show. You made
yep.
that without even knowing.
Yep, I somehow knew, buddy.
You just picked the most pathetic looking one.
I chose the one closest to how I look.
That too. And then exactly.
I wrote on here, how would he know to take the fractal code? But then immediately after he like took it, he went back to his human self. And then he was like, how did I know to do any of that? And I was like, oh, okay, good. So it's kind of like just autopilot. He was on. Huh?
I also had that thought.
But at least they explained it away. So it's kind of like, okay, maybe he was on like autopilot, you know?
Yeah, I guess. One thing I am interested in, though, I want to know more about why there's like this hub with like fucking dozens and dozens of Digidestined. I want to know more about what's going on with that.
Right? Hopefully they explain it. We'll see.
It is very weird going from the season where Digimon is like a thing that everybody knew about, and it was coming to the, like, it's weird going back to where no one has any idea what a Digimon is.
Yeah, because I did get hot. I was like, god damn it, like, come on, everyone knows Digimon. And they're like, what's this? What's that? And I'm like, ah, come on. It's annoying me.
It's going to take some getting used to. This episode, though, this wasn't bad. Once I know I have to watch this whole thing, so I'm doing my best to get over the whole no companion Digimon thing.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of makes sense because if they're doing a shitload of kids, well, it makes me wonder if all the other kids find spirits too or not. You know,
well, besides the main five,
yeah,
I have no idea. It's we definitely mostly follow those.
I wonder if they run into anybody else. So that's I'm interested to see what happens in the future with all that.
Yeah.
Like, do the kids die? And so they learn to like, okay, we need hordes of Digidestined in order to try and combat this thing.
I'll tell you what though, I'm gonna get real hot once Tommy gets his spirit and Digivolves because his looks stupid.
Oh really? I don't even know what his is yet.
You haven't seen any like the pictures or whatever? Well, you're gonna hate it.
I haven't really paid attention.
Oh well, don't bother. Just you'll see it when we get to it.
God damn it! All right. Well, okay. So that ends, and we cut to episode 2, Lobomon, Warrior of Light.
Right, Lobo, the Galactic, or whatever he is.
Bounty Hunter.
Is that what he is? Fuck yeah! I nailed it. Never seen. All right. Episode 2.
Yep. The
title is Lobomon, Warrior of Light. You want to guess what the title is?
Warrior of Light, Lobomon saves the day.
Not too bad. Wolfmon of Light, the Underground Labyrinth Battle. Furmon. Chika Miki no Tata Kai. Apparently he's called Wolfmon in Japanese.
That makes sense.
I did kind of get hot that Agunimon and Lobomon are just like humanoid versions of Greymon and Garurumon.
That's a note I have later on. I says he kind of looks like an armored Garurumon.
Yeah, he just looks like Wear Garurumon.
Yeah.
So,
like the same blue, light blue, and light blue pattern on the like his scarf and shit, just like his coat on the back.
Orange, those contrasting or complementary colors that you see in all kinds of, they're always in the same like shot.
Yeah. I had a lot of notes this episode. Koji is the second main, so I finally got his name. I'm trying to remember all these names early on, unlike the fucking last season, yeah. Where I still didn't know fucking the stupid.
I also popped off that Rika is the announcer.
I knew that voice sounded familiar, and when you texted me that, I was like, "Oh fuck, okay."
Yeah, I popped off. Jesus.
So he's trying to figure out, like, oh, like. I can do it again, you know, spirit, and he starts smacking the thing. And I guess he released like the fractal code and it healed the land. So like,
yeah.
Originally the train yard they stopped on was a floating island, but now it connects to like a forest and the rest of like the land. And it's like, oh, okay. And they're all happy. The Digimon are all happy and excited. Like, finally, we're off this. They take off running. And then JP goes, hey, why are we running? I said, oh, fuck yeah, that's me.
That is absolutely you.
And then I popped off because he ended up stopping Tommy and saying, hey, like, you know, let's get out of here. And as he did that, you heard Takuya say, maybe girls aren't meant to be Digimon. And she's like, what? And I popped off at that. Oh,
God damn it. That sounded like my buddy that time instead of the fat kid.
Oh, fuck yeah. And then I said, fucking train making the horn noise because the other train pulled up and he was like, oh, whoa. And I was just like, God damn it.
I guess I missed that one.
He only did that once and I popped.
Yeah.
And so he gets off the train and he's like, what the hell am I supposed to do? And it's like, oh, find the spirit. And then I popped up a map and he's like, ugh, fine.
And, the fucking. What you call it? The Pogs in this episode were so fucking mean.
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, they shouldn't give him chocolate. It's like a gremlin. Christ. You don't get that shit.
God damn, they're.
And yeah, I put that in there because, like, JP and Tommy, it was like, hey, you know, how. He's like, yeah, leave, you know, fuck off. And he's like, hey, I'll give you chocolate. So he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, oh, just go to the train. He'll take you back. But then I said, feeding him chocolate turned him evil. And then he's just like, I want more.
Fuck yeah, my buddy's cutting out something fierce. Couldn't make out any of what you said, but our fans probably heard it.
Yeah, I hope so. And then after that, they get jumped by all the fucking Digimon because they attacked him for the chocolate.
One thing that's nice is how the digital world looks like the first two seasons. The only negative I can say about like Tamers is that the digital world is ugly looking, and I don't like looking at it because it's ugly looking. But I like
mostly desert.
Yeah, I like that we're back to like sunny skies and like forests and shit. That'll be nice. Hopefully it stays. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. And then I said, Zoe. Sexy name.
What?
I said, Zoe, sexy name, because I finally heard her name.
God damn it.
And I said, fuck yeah, she's born in the same month as me. Because she's a full 3 months older than Takuya.
We're birthday days apart.
And then my next note, this guy has so much fucking chocolate. He just kept pulling out bars out of his fucking pocket.
He fucking did. Well, yeah, but he's you.
I don't carry candy on me like that, though.
Yeah, you would if you could. If you didn't do it all too
fast. And then I said, well, not anymore, because the Digimon got it. And then my next note, now they want to eat them. Because he's like, you smell like chocolate.
Oh, my God. Fuck yeah.
Got it.
You got it.
And then I said, fuck yeah, Digivolve into a sewer Digimon. I didn't catch his name, but he looked like a muck just with a fucking like a cyber face.
That one I remember. That one was that one existed before.
Nice.
Raremon. I don't think he's ever been in the show, as far as I can remember. I'm probably wrong. But
Then I popped off because they used the same footage from the first episode for him to digivolve.
They did, yes, they absolutely did. I didn't understand that.
Like, I thought maybe he was flashbacking to what he said, but then it kept going. And I was like, okay. And then it showed him standing on the train sewer thing when the thing was popping out, and then he's attacking the thing. And I was like, oh, I just used the footage.
It was really weird. Like, you didn't need that first part of him meeting the spirit. They could have just went to him, you know, executing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, whatever. And then,
oh, fuck yeah, I forgot. Terry Bogard just came out on Smash today.
And then I said, Hella knocked the dude in the hole because he jumped to save Tommy and knocked fucking Cody in the hole. I know.
Well, then he went down the hole and he found his own spirit.
Oh, fuck yeah, he did. All the light turned on him.
Yep.
And he fucking ran into the fucking spirit, the Pokemon, the Warrior of Light.
GovRoot, I mean Lobomon.
And then I said, he has a lightsaber.
He does. Wasn't the move called Kendo something?
Yeah, he said Kendo something, and then all of a sudden, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah, let's
it. Then he was holding it like the Apprentice does, so that was weird.
Okay, well, that's cool, buddy. Cool.
Like a
style
of, I don't know.
Yeah, and then he ended up destroying the fuck out of him, and then I think he beat him with like a fucking super kick.
Super kick party. And super kick party.
Yeah, and then he got his fractal code, and then he went back to normal. And Takuya was like, "You all right? Don't touch me." And I was like, "The fuck?"
Sounds like lady friend.
Just being an asshole.
Got two in the gang.
Do you remember how it ended? It cut right after that, right? And then
reading, and it ended.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Another problem that I had is, like, in addition to the fact that it's just the kids digivolving into Digimon, they all are like the humanoid looking ones. And one problem with Digimon just as a whole is that there's a lot of Digimon that look just like people in armor. Like, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, some of the coolest looking ones are like the beasts or whatever. And I don't know what they look like when they digivolve further, which I assume they do. I've never seen them, but I assume.
I read a couple that have beast forms, so they change into something else.
Well, I mean, if they all look like just a dude with armor on, then it's going to get kind of old pretty quickly, but I don't know. We'll see.
One made me mad because I was looking up JP, and one of the ones he turns into is Metal Kabuterimon, and it's literally just the top half of a man on like the bottom tank. And I was like, oh, God damn it. Yeah. That's like a beast form or something.
All right. Well,
Yeah, just wait for that, buddy.
Yeah, I'm fucking edge of my seat. But the show so far as a whole, I was not bored. I was entertained by. More like overall world of what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, it started off way better and way hotter than fucking season 3.
Buddy, season 3 started off mega hot. What the fuck are you talking about? Made a Digimon.
Oh, dude, it was slow as shit. Eating bread.
Alright, everybody.
God.
How do we end the show again?
I don't think we did have an ending.
Well, all you Digi Dead. Well, we hope that this is like our most listened to show, which I never thought that was the case, but we have multiple requests from multiple people to do from here. So I hope you guys are all aboard with us. Huh?
Get it, buddy? Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I got it, buddy. Execute! End of episode!
Digimon.
This has been the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah!